Got it.
Cry about that, you dirty old bitch.
Yeehaw, ladies and gentlemen, we are back again for the show that we all love, Waiting for Other Players, a Hunt Showdown podcast. This is John Cat coming at you live from the Cat House, and once again, coming at you live and in Technicolor. Where is your thing?
Yeah, hello? Hold on. Can I get a large Americano? No whip? Alright, fuck that up.
The Duke of Devastation.
Fucking awesome.
The Eternal 5-star, current 3-star.
Over here for the winner of the wet t-shirt contest.
The VIP of PvP. Harrison, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I thought you'd be a little bit more great after that amazing intro with the song that was written specifically for you.
It's a great song that brings joy to my heart every time I hear it.
Yeah, I believe it. We'll go get right into segment one, which I think we both have the same thing.
I'm your Huckleberry. That's just my game.
Here we go. And hell diving, bitch.
Spread that democracy.
Yeah. What's that?
I said spread that democracy.
The Stone Cold music did come through in the mix, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. That's on a different sound. That's on a different sound board than the one I have. Yeah.
I heard it.
Yeah, we've been hell diving. How have you been enjoying Helldivers?
I enjoy it a lot. It's a very fun game that is very satisfying when it goes well, and very frustrating when it doesn't.
Yeah, but I also never feel like it's 1,000% out of our hands. Like, even when, for those of you who don't know, Helldivers is a squad, might as well be an extraction shooter. You work towards the mission's end to extract. But there's friendly fire, there's hordes of enemies. It's a solid Starship Troopers kind of thing vibe going on. But even like when we're all killing each other with friendly fire or whatever, I never feel like it's out of our hands. I feel like all we need is one good airstrike and we're back in this bitch.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think it's a weird curve because it's very, oh my God, everything's crazy right when you get into a big fight. And then as the fight goes on, everything calms. And you're like, okay, I can deal with what's coming now. It's easier. Yeah. But the initial swarm of everything coming at you is very scary.
Yeah, you have to thin the herd quickly.
Yes.
And you kind of have to stay on the same page. Because like I said, with the friendly fire thing, there's been times when I throw a turret down. We play with our third guy, and he'll throw one like in the adjacent part of the map. So while my turret is facing one way shooting, his turret turns around 100 whatever degrees to point exactly at where my turret is to shoot the same thing that my turret's shooting at. So in turn, his turret is just ripping through like the three of us in the middle of this fucking swarm trying not to die, and we're getting machine gun fire from our own turret. And it's just one of the things where it's like, am I pissed at what's happening? Not really. This is just actually the most funny thing that's happened to me in a long time. But I'm going to be super pissed if I lose all these samples and I have to get redeployed.
Yes. But redeployment's pretty quick if you're on it. So it's not like it's, you know, nothing is unfair
as of
yet.
I mean, I feel like the curve is like, I don't know. It's for one, it was a budget, not a budget title. I think $40 is a fair amount. I would have paid full price for this.
Yes, it's one of the few games that is cheaper than what I would have paid for it. The other being the DLC for Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, but at the same time, I would have just bought the Ghost of Tsushima. Like, if that was a separate game, if that was like Ghost 2 or something, I just would have bought that.
Yes.
But as far as like Helldivers, like, I feel like the updates, the actual game itself, the fact that it's you're fighting a war on two fronts and you could decide which front you feel like fighting. Do I want to fight a bunch of bugs? Let me shotgun over to the orange zone. Do I want to just shoot at robots this evening? Well, let me shotgun my way over to the blue zone. You could drop in by yourself. You could pick a easy, hard, whatever. I think Helldivers is fucking great.
I think it has a good difficulty curve to it where, you know, when you get a new difficulty, initially it's super difficult, but as you do it and get more stuff, it becomes easier and easier.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fucking awesome.
Yes, with that, with that, let's go right into
How are you not dead?
I have no idea.
Do you have any gameplay you want to share?
Nothing that I can think of off the top of my head. Unless you remember something crazy, I did.
unless you remember me being great in some way that I don't remember.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know, because we had a bunch of really good ones towards the end of the last Tide event. I mean, there was one, it might even have been the beginning of this event, because I think I was rocking a hunting bow, which I generally don't, unless it's a thing I need for challenges for points. I like the hunting bow, it's just not my style. But I remember we were tag teaming dudes going all through Cypress Huts, I think. And at one point, like, I clipped a guy with an arrow. You shot him, like, in the ass. Guy died going up a ladder. It's just been a lot of weird, like, two-on-one attacks with, like, the two of us. Like, me setting you up for a kill, you tagging a guy, and I shoot him in the face on the way out the door. Like, we had a long stretch. I might be thinking of our first night when the event popped. We just had, like, we were dying. We weren't extracting for shit.
No.
But we did have a solid, I think we had a solid evening. Like, we might have done like 3 or 4 games. We didn't go deep, but we had some solid tag team action going on.
Yeah, we had a few when we started where we weren't getting far, but they were good earned matches, I guess would be the way to say it.
They were solid matches. We earned every kill, but also we've been spawning right on top of everybody.
Yes.
Like, I could fart and I could hear somebody in the bush next to me. Like, it's insane how often we're spawning on top of another team.
Yes. Yeah, it is pretty crazy how often that's happening.
I mean, considering the size of the map and, like, it's not a thing that happens often.
I mean, remember we had the few games where it was almost every spawn we had.
Yeah. And you figure there's what, 4 on each side?
Yeah.
Because you always spawn on the edge of the map. So there's literally 3 or 4 on each side. Like, they could be anywhere. And instead of being anywhere, we're all just right on top of each other.
Yeah.
It's
pretty crazy, but it happened as often as it did.
But yeah, I think our teamwork was pretty rock solid. But enough of the vague bullshit. Let's get right into this thing. All right. Our topic of this evening, we're in the middle of the new event. The event, it'll be going for what seems like a million years. I think the initial counter started at like 63 days or something. We're going to be in this for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
They've changed a lot of, not the rules, but the way that the pledge marks work. Pledge marks no longer walk you down a perk tree, a weird Final Fantasy style materia tree of perks. Now your pledge marks go towards weapons and healing caches hidden in the middle of the map. Middle of the map, and some supply points have them. But the thing that is not most shocking, but I think the most unique change they've made to this event is the way the perks work.
Yes.
It's literally three pledges. You pledge one, and that's what you get.
Yep. I like it. Still up in the air about the caches, but I like the way the pledges are working.
The caches have kind of grown on me, because now it's no longer a fight to get... It's not a fight to get pledge marks just to get a perk. You can get a perk without a pledge mark, and if you get a pledge mark... Maybe you can unlock a cache and get some cool shit, but that's not, it's like the pledge marks are no longer the thing you want to complete the event.
Okay.
Like that was the, you know, that was the thing before where it was like, no, if I want Mariner, I'm going to have to drag all of this shit around, collect three pledge marks so I can go get Mariner. Hopefully I'll have enough that I can get Remedy. And then I, like, it was always a big slog, but the fact that now it's like, no, I want the lawful pact. You have lawful. That's what you got. And there is no tier two. It's just like the initial pact. And like, I think the packs are fine. Like, lawful.
Yeah, I can go over what they are. I got them right here.
Oh, you found them. Good. Cause I was getting ready to lie and say I remembered.
So, we will start with Lawful. Lawful gives you Peacekeeper, which dead teammates can be revived at the cost of burning some of your health chunks, and looting dead Hunter will restore one health chunk. So, dead teammates are not killed teammates, they're blacked out teammates. They're bounty-only pickup teammates.
Oh, so that's what that is. You don't need a bounty... You don't need a bounty to pick up those teammates anymore. As long as you have lawful, you can pick them up yourself.
Yes.
Perfect.
And then the trait that goes with it is Pack Mule, which you receive ammo when looting a Hunter.
Which is, I like that they've done, they do this with most of the, with all the events, they always tie a standard perk to a pact. But I really like what they've done with the packs and the standard perks in this event between Pack Mule, and there's one or two other ones that apply to the other ones.
Yeah, well, it gets better because your pack specific bonus is 30 event points will give you two pledge marks instead of one, and everything else is normal. But the first time you get 30 with it, you get two instead of one, which will help you open up a bunch of stuff. Caches.
Yeah, and at that point, you're looking at two pledge marks will be more than enough to get you in the explosive one. Any of the big ones, explosive, full health revive is fucking great for the team. Yes. Fucking full ammo resupply, like you get two pledge marks, you could be at the end of your ropes, and you're right back in the game.
Yeah, right back in it with that. And then we will do Death Pack next, which gives you Witness.
Yep.
While in Dark Sight, dead Hunters and monsters are visible, and health starts to regenerate when you're close to one of the, portal things that you look at when you see them. You'll get health back. And it also works with your beetle.
At the totems, is that what you're talking about?
No. When you do Dark Sight and you see the little where things died.
Oh, yes. You get health back there. Yes. Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
And then the joined trait is resilience, which revives teammates in half the time.
Yeah, which is a solid pick for me, because if I'm not dead, I want the two of you back up as quickly as fucking possible to get my back.
Yeah.
I'm real middle management in this game. I want people working for me on all sides.
You absolutely are, and you're great at it. You set us up a lot for the win. It would not work as well if it was me and our third, it wouldn't work well with me and the third.
Well, I feel like the two of you would just start bickering at each other as to who's picking up whom. And I'd be laying there like, I just want one of you to pick me up. I don't need the two of you arguing over who's the better friend right now.
Yeah.
What about Berserk?
Well, let me get the last one. The bonus you get is the first hunter you loot gives you 2 pledge marks.
Nice.
And then Berserk, our third favorite, doubles all melee damage.
Fuck yeah.
And
there's no standard trait that pairs with that.
Beast Face, which is an interesting one. You will not be noticed at all by the animals. That means the kennel animals won't bark. The horses won't hay. Quiet. Now, I don't think I've seen any clips of anybody getting into a dog kennel or chicken coop with this. But I'm very curious.
I don't know. I imagine we could try, but I'm not really. But at the same time, I've been taking the Death Pact. I think I would want to take Berserk, because with the marathon, I've been running the marathon and a melee. And I think if I take Berserk, I think it'll work out pretty good if I'm doing double damage.
Yeah. I don't like it, but you know, it's just, I think not
it's there
for, me.
For the it's there for the memes, or like I'm usually the one that sorts out the bosses. If I'm doing double damage sorting out the boss, we're golden. We're moving through this map.
Well, speaking about killing the boss, the special bonus you get is you get 2 pledge marks when you banish a boss.
See, it's fitting right into my plans.
Yeah. The only thing is, lately, we have not been killing the boss. We've been getting the bounty, but we haven't killed the boss.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all killing this boss for us, but we're going to be taking this bounty.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and come in here and take this. This is mine right now.
Yeah. I come in there like a goddamn Southern lawyer getting ready to argue creationism back in the fucking 50s. I'm just like, I'll be taking these bounties right here. Because, we've definitely been stumbling into some boss layers just taking that shit.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite? I mean, obviously, Berserker isn't your cup of tea, but between Death and Lawful, do you have a favorite between the two of them?
No, I'm up in there. Just, it depends on what's going on at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You know, normally I go Lawful.
I like the language of the Lawful Pact. I like the way it's set up.
Yeah, but I like Lawful because I die a lot, so getting those health chunks back is useful.
Well, there's that, but that's also the reason I like the Death Pact, is like you could see dead hunters. Well, if we're bickering, like we did in the last episode where we were bickering over who killed, whether the Cain was alive or dead, it wouldn't have been an issue.
That would have helped, yes.
That would have helped. It'd be better to move into a situation like we did in that church where we were looking for bodies to loot to get points. Death Pact would have showed me exactly where everybody was.
Yeah.
But also,
I like the Death Pact when we're hunting people, but as soon as we figure out, oh, they're over here, I like Lawful.
I also think the cool thing about it is they give you 3 pacts every event. Every event, 3 separate pacts. While each pact isn't solid on its own, if one person in the crew each takes a separate pact, they do kind of interact with each other nicely.
Yes.
Like that just like I don't know. I feel like I got a little bit of the Swiss cheese brain, but like the fact that it's three events every three packs every event, and all three of them interact nicely together. It is funny that like clearly the developers are supporting the teamwork, like in the game. Like me and you always preach about teamwork, like communicate with the squad, work together and stuff. Clearly they're thinking the same fucking thing.
They are. They definitely are. And I like how each one has a separate bonus that you can each focus on.
Yeah.
I just have my preference. That's all.
No, well, it's,
not saying my preference is right.
No, but that would be if we were, you know, discussing who in the crew of three would get which pact. You would get that pact. I would either take Berserker or Death. Our third guy would probably take whatever the other one was, because like even if he's taking, he takes the machete a lot. Berserker might be fucking great for him. Double damage. Yeah. I take the bat, and I've started to take the katana, because with martial artist, that thing is a fucking monster killer.
So you are liking the katana now.
I don't know. I don't want to say I'm liking it, but we did get into a fucking beater the other night with a solo in Durin Shipyard. He's in the basement, and I dropped down the elevator shaft. I have martial artist engaged. My lightsaber is in the holster. And me and this guy with a bomb lance get into this fucking 1v1 match where I whip the martial artist out from my side, the quick draw, miss him, turn around with a thrust. I'm doing a back step with a swing. I wish I would have clipped it, because it was both shocking and it just looked solid. Like the fight, the way the strikes worked, he's swinging the bomb lance, I'm fucking swinging the katana. I think the katana has its place. Okay. I don't think it's an everyday take for me, but if I have the two points to put in a martial artist, I do think it is a solid melee tool. I'll still take the bat over it every time, but I think the katana is growing on me a little bit.
Okay, that's good. It's at least growing on you.
But you really got to take you really have to take a good primary gun, like even. Even if you just take that in like a uppercut precision, or like I'd want something to, like, the katana would be the up in your face tool. The katana's, you know, I'd want something to poke at you a little bit from afar.
Okay. Makes sense.
But we're not talking about the katana. We're talking about these perks, these pacts. Do you have any more thoughts on the pacts?
Not that we haven't already said.
Same. I think we've gotten everything out. Final thoughts for my end, and then I'll let you rattle yours down. I think that they made a very good move deciding not to give us like a weird perk tree with the packs this time. It was just like, no, there's three of them, and that's what you're getting.
I agree.
Your
final thoughts? Is that your final thoughts?
That was my final thought. You were just like, yeah, my final thoughts are I agree.
No, I got something.
I concur, Doctor. I concur.
I like that it's a lot more even on the three traits, where there's not a clear, this is better than them.
Yes.
Like there has been previously.
Yes. Yeah, I think for the past couple ones, the three of us, if we looked at the end of action report at the end of the event, I guarantee between me, you, and our third guy, we've picked the same pact every time. And I think at this point, we've only been playing for less than a week, and I think the three of us have really spread our shit around.
Yes, definitely a lot more than previous events.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you said your final thoughts. I said my final thoughts.
Fucking awesome.
We'll take this time to thank our legendary hunters. We're talking about Nitro Nate, the Ponytail Palm, Malcolm Anderson, Manor Von Velt, Mitchell Gertz, Rat329. Do you have anything you want to add on the way out the door?
Burn those solo hunters. Everybody, burn them dead.
May the heat from them solos keep you warm in these winter months. You're living a 3-star life, but god damn it. I hope you have a 6-star week. Harrison, say goodnight.
Night, everybody.
We'll see you next time. It's a pleasure being back here, waiting for other players, a Hunt Showdown podcast.
I'm the best. Best looking. Nobody stands a chance against me, and people fucking love me. That's the VIP bottom line. Fucking awesome.
Well, bye.